On Fridays, we like to talk with Amy Diaz. She is the editor for The Hippo, and she has some ideas for weekend events around the Granite State. Could be of interest, including this week, Amy, classic video games, cocktails, and chili.
Yes, this is a weekend of white hot competition here in New Hampshire.
White hot competition. Okay, so before we get to having some chili and cocktails, let's talk about classic video games. What's this all about?
Yes, this is the International Classic Video Game Tournament up at Fun Spot in Laconia. It started on Thursday, runs through Sunday. And this is like a worldwide event. This brings in video game players from all over the world.
Now, you say video games. What are we talking about here? What kind of games?
So these are the classic arcade games. And this is actually part of the museum there at Fun Spot that tries to preserve these classic arcade games, which really means like 70s, 80s. I think 70s to the late 80s is where these games are going to
like
be
Pong
from.
Pong and Pac-Man.
Exactly. In fact, it starts with, I guess, Computer Space was really the first one. And they have one there. And that one's apparently really hard to find, but then all sorts of games from things you've heard of like Pac-Man and Frogger to obscure games. They told me that they have a game that they brought in recently that actually never appeared at arcades in the U.S. They found it was at arcades in Japan, and they had to do all this work to restore it to get it ready to play here.
Now, who comes and plays these games? Who are these people that are coming for the competition?
Well, you know, every year it fluctuates a little bit between about 150 and 200 people that come. You know, they have a whole scoring system set up. Everything from people who are, you know, younger kids that have gotten into it, maybe through their parents, to people that played these games when they were kids. So these guys really get into it, really get into trying to figure out each game. And they don't know going in what the games are going to be. So it's not like you can practice on, you know, Donkey Kong and get really good at it and then go play it there. You don't know what they're going to be. So you really just have to be good at arcade style play.
There's some other competitions going on. What about this chili festival? What's this?
So over at the high school in Hudson, it is the New Hampshire State Chili Cook-Off, and this is on Saturday from 11 to 3. This is a qualifying cook-off. So if you think, you know, your chili is the best and it can go to the World Championship of Chili Cook-Offs, then this is, you know, events like this are where you start. You go here. There are three types of foods that are going to be judged: regular chili, a green chili, and then salsa. And you don't think of New England as being a place for salsa,
right,
and chili, but actually one of the defending salsa champions is going to be at this event probably. I spoke to someone who had his salsa fourth rated in the world a couple of years ago. So, you know, people here, we have skills when it comes to salsa and
chili. So people from New Hampshire have gone on to bigger competitions.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, part of this is you sort of tweak your recipes. You go to these events. So I spoke to a man, his team is called Team Chili Cat, and he goes to these events, and every time it's sort of about tweaking your recipe just a little bit. The judges write down comments, too oniony, not enough garlic, not enough salt, too salty, and then you kind of take those comments and you try to figure out how can you tweak it a little bit next time.
Not unlike, trying to mix the perfect drink. And on that note, maybe after some chili, you'd like to have a cocktail.
Yes, so this is the 7th annual Portsmouth Cocktail Competition. This is taking place on Sunday from 4 to 8. So for this, you go, there are about 8 restaurants or so participating. You buy a pass. It gets you to all of these restaurants. They're going to serve you a mini cocktail. I asked about that. 8 cocktails, but they're mini cocktails.
Yeah, it'd be a tough day.
Exactly. but you get to try these mini cocktails. You will get to vote on your favorite ones. All of the restaurants also design an appetizer you can buy if you'd like, again, to help with all the cocktail drinking.
You'd have to cleanse the palate, I think, to
exactly.
judge.
Exactly. Yeah. And it kind of goes with a cocktail. I was talking to the organizer, and she said, you know, this is really something where you can see people using different flavors. She said a few years ago, it was all about infused vodkas. Now she's seeing more of the whiskey and the bourbon. She's seeing cocktails that kind of work beer into the cocktail. So you can definitely see cocktail trends at events like this.
Okay, there's an idea for 3 big events going on around the Granite State having to do with competition this weekend: classic video games, cocktails, and chili. We'll have links to these events at our arts and culture page at nhpr.org. And you can also find a link on our website to go and play some classic games right on your computer. Amy, thanks.
Have a great weekend.